Hi, I'm Max Young Rice. In the wake of recent mass shootings, gun violence has become perhaps the hottest issue in America. I asked University of Alaska Anchorage students what they thought should be done to prevent these tragedies from happening to others and themselves. So, why do you think there's been an upswing in mass shootings recently?
Because there are guns that exist and then open to public to have it. So everyone just can access and have guns, and then therefore, if they have some power to use it, they will just use it for stupid reasons.
Well, I think it's due to the fact that we don't have background checks when we buy our guns. And so anyone can go ahead and buy a gun, and like they could be mentally ill or they could be convicts. And many states don't have that implemented.
Well, in my opinion, that really does depend on certain circumstances. I mean, bear in mind, when it comes to thinking about criminal violence or anyone causing illegal actions or things that harm other people, there are individual reasons. I mean, there are gangs that do it for reputations, there are people that do it because of psychological illnesses, there are people that do it out of anger.
What would you do about it?
I like the idea of regulating it.
Regulation of firearms?
Yes. While I'd like it if they regulated it, I do understand that that would be incredibly difficult to do accurately. Once someone buys a gun, like at a store, you know, it's registered to them, but then they sell it to a guy who sells it to a different guy. The registration is completely untraceable.
Should be more restricted, have more restricted rules and laws or something.
Would you support measures to restrict the sales of firearms?
Yeah, I guess. I guess that would be better.
Mm-hmm. You think that would help?
Yeah, I think that would prevent it a little bit.
I don't think firearms are necessarily the issue. I think it comes down to an education again, and understanding what is causing the person to use the firearm in the violence, not the firearm itself.
I think getting, you know, rid of fully automatic clips and guns that are specifically designed to kill people, I think that you should have to, you know, go through legitimate checkpoints and kind of, there should be some system for regulating who has those and who has access to them.
What about allowing students to carry firearms?
Like in school?
Yes, on campus.
I would feel safer if we kept the no firearms and weapons on campus policy. You know, it's not that not to say I don't trust students, but accidents happen, and the more difficult you make the accidents likely to happen, the less likely they will occur, you know.
Even up here, you can carry a concealed weapon just about anywhere in the town, except for on campus or in. Concealed carry is legal in the city, why not on campus? I mean, if you're responsible enough to carry a firearm, why not carry a firearm?
Well, I guess if it's a form of protection, I think it's okay, but it's a little risky at the same time.
I mean, it would make me uncomfortable, I think. I would feel less comfortable walking around and not knowing who had a gun and who didn't, like, second-guessing every single person you walk by. I wouldn't like it.
I guess if they have a permit, it wouldn't bother me.
If people were given access to carry guns wherever they wanted to carry them, that would actually put us in more danger because people wouldn't know who is the murderer and who's the friendly fire, so then it could turn out to be completely chaotic.
I support that. I feel with an education, you know, if students, I think if they're educated on crisis management, hostage negotiation, and the proper use of a concealed weapon, then I think it could be extremely beneficial.